The reason why these things need to happen is that so that you can have visualize in your eyes before you that it can happen.
为什么这些事情是要发生的？是让你们可以呢，首先看到，当它还没有发生的时候。
Imagine all of them totally safe.
你可以想象呢，所有来的人呢，都完全的得救。
Can you see what I'm saying?
你可以看见我所看见的吗？我所说的吗
？You got to see what I'm saying.
你必须看见我刚才所说的。
You must realize that people can get saved, get healed, get delivered, and set free.
你必须察觉到了，人们可以得救、得释放。
While we continue our life.
当我们继续过着我们的生命。
Continue our affairs.
继续做我们的事工，做我们的事情。
Mother's Day is around. Father's Day is around.
啊，有母亲节，有父亲节。
But that's the highway.
但是呢，这是一条道路。
People connect with different things.
人们跟不同的人呢联系。
And if they get connected,
如果他们跟我们有联系，
we have another company of people that we can work with, and God can finish His assignment here.
我们有另外一群的人，我们可以跟他们同工了，神可以完成他的事工在这里。
That's why we spend the money.
所以为什么我们花这笔钱主办这个节目？
You like the food?
你喜欢那个食物？
I say you like the food.
你们喜欢当天晚上的食物吗？
The next.Father's Day, more food again.
啊，下一次的父亲节有更多的食物。
If you organize the grandfather food again.
如果主办祖父祖母节呢，有更多的食物
了。By the time you become celebrating Grandfather's Day.
当你们庆贺祖父母节的时候呢
？You have too many problems. You can't even eat the food.
有太多问题了，所以说不能吃食物了。
But I want to tell you something.
但是要告诉你们一些事情。
People are getting nearer and nearer.
人们呢，更加的靠近我们。
Don't lose anyone.
不要失去任何一个人。
I'm not talking about making them a Christian only.
我不是说只是单单把他们变成基督徒。
Every time they come, you touch them and let God touch their life.
每次他们来的时候，让你们触摸他们，让神触摸他们的生命。
Something supernatural get transferred into them.
一些超自然的东西呢，就可以传递给他们。
And when God starts working, He doesn't stop.
当神开始动工的时候，神不会停止的。
We stop.
我们停止。
But He does not stop.
但是神不会停止。
We have our own plans.
我们有自己的计划，我们有自己的假期。
Nowadays, when there's a long weekend,
这时候呢，如果有很长的那个周末的时候呢
，many of the people have written on their house the end.
很多人呢就会啊写下来说我们要去度假了。
They work very hard in Moa.
他们在马波很勤劳工作。
Spend money in KL.
然后去在吉隆坡花钱。
I'm sorry, we don't have a lot of things for you to do here in Moa.
啊，很抱歉了，在马波没有很多东西你们可以去做了，可以去看的。
But we're changing.
但是我们在改变。
But what I'm trying to say is, these people are getting nearer and nearer.
我要告诉你们是这些人呢，不断的更加亲近我们。
At the right time,
在对的时候。
With the right words,
有对的话语。
Under the right atmosphere,
在有对的气氛环境。
Their heart is wide open.
他们的心呢就很敞开了。
Not only there's a portal for you to enter.
不单单有个入口你可以进入。
For yourself.
为了你自己
but there's a condition of the heart they can respond to and enter into the kingdom.
但是他们新的条件的时候，他们也是可以进入神的国度。
If it means to use food,
如果呢
？If it means to use food, let's use food.
如果我们的啊意思呢，就是要使用食物来触摸他们，让我们利用这个食物吧。
But I want to encourage you.
但是我要鼓励你们。
Or discourage you.
或者是使到你们失望。
Because if you every month you have this kind of holiday and celebration, you will put on a lot of weight.
如果每一个月呢，我们都有这样的庆贺节目呢，我们会增重啊。
Cell group eat.
啊，小组吃。
More food, more people.
啊，更多食物，更多人会来。
But we must remember.
但是我们要记得。
Let's touch the people.
要从人开始。
Just eat enough.
只吃足够就可以了。
Not full, half full.
啊，不是吃得很饱，半饱。
So that our focus continually is touching these people.
所以呢，我们的专注就是要来触摸这些来的人。
That's why I believe they are near, so near the kingdom.
所以呢，很相信他们这样的很靠近神的国度。
Can put our hands, put in the sickle, bring in the harvest.
可以把我们手哈，感觉到好像可以把我们手伸出去，把去收割。
That's why when we organize, you come around, make sure that the work is done.
所以呢，当我们主办的时候，确保你们都要来。
So are you ready for God's word this morning?
所以今天早上准备好领受神的话语吗
？Father, we thank you for your hand upon our lives.
天父，感谢你的恩手在我们的生命。
There's an undeniable fact.
不能够否认的事实。
That your hand is heavy upon us.
你的恩手了很沉重在我们的身上。
That you want us to be the head and not the tail.
你要我们成为手，不要成为尾巴。
You want us to rise up.
你要我们兴起来。
And take over.
来掌管。
You want your church to be in the place of leadership.
你要你的教会呢成为领袖。
Not only we are touching God.
不单是我们触摸神。
Changing lives.
改变生命。
Building families.
建立家庭。
Touching the next generation of leaders.
触摸下一代的领袖。
Serving the community,
还有服事事情,
and making sure that we stay on purpose and destiny.
确保完了我们活在走在神的旨意和命定.
Lord, we thank you right now.
天父，我们感谢这时候.
For special grace for this year.
特别的恩典在今年.
That we will pass through the portal.
使得我们可以进入这个入口.
And go to the other side.
去到对岸去.
And so that we can have our assignment already assigned to us.
使得我们能够得到了我们的使命.
Get into the boat. Go to the other side.
我们要进入船上去到对岸去.
Storms may come.
这个、风暴可能会来
But Jesus is in the boat.
但是耶稣在这船上
Demons can be assigned to attack you.
魔鬼可能受使命的来攻击我们
But when you arrive,
但是当我们到抵达对岸
all the operation will cease.
一切的辖制呢就要停止
The Bible said the disciples went into the boat in chapter 8 of Matthew.
圣经讲到马太福音第八章使徒们呢进入这个船里面
They got into the boat and were going to the other side.
他们呢就进入船中呢渡到对岸去
But the storms came.
但是半途的风暴来了
Don't be afraid of storms.
不要害怕风暴
Because you and I made to ride in the and take flight in the storms.
因为你跟我必须在风暴中呢勇往向前
the chicken will run away.
这个鸡呢可能会跑掉
The eagle will put a flight and go further and further.
但是呢这个老鹰呢要飞到更远更高
God is doing a new work in our midst.
神呢做一个新的施工在我们的当中。
No matter what the trials may be in your life,
无论有什么考验在你的生命。
He has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
他用天上各种属灵的祝福也祝福了你们。
So if we're complaining, it's because we don't know how to engage with what God has already done.
如果我们埋怨的话，我们不懂得怎样支持神已经做了施工。
But I'm telling you today.
但是今天早上我要告诉你们。
Lift your hands. I'm telling you today.
举起你的手来，今天我告诉你们。
Say there's no more delay.
将不会再有延迟。
No more postponement.
将不会再有延迟。
We want our miracles to happen.
我们要我们的神迹发生。
Another 15 days.
接还有十五天。
We pray for some supernatural thing to happen. Move us forward.
我们祷告超自然事情发生，推动我们向前进。
Let the days of the Holy Spirit come upon us mightily.
让圣灵的大能日子大大降临在我们当中。
Not just one or two to cross, all to cross.
不单一个两个要跨越，每一个人都要跨越过去。
Father, we thank you right now.
天父，我们感谢你这个时候。
The supernatural grace will come upon us.
超自然恩典而临到我们。
They will empower us to go to the next level.
会授权使到我们去到更高的阶层。
Even this morning,
今天早上
we'll find a place of strength.
我们找到了我们的力量。
That God will bless us according to His riches in glory.
借着神的荣耀，还有他要祝福我们。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Give Him praise and thank Him.
来赞美他，感谢他。
You may be seated.
请你们坐下。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
It's God's great intention.
乃是神的旨意。
To receive you as a son.
来接受你们成为他的儿子。
Even though you are just creation of God.
虽然你只是神的创造物。
Because there's too much that God invests in you.
因为神的投资在你身上很多。
To call you any otherwise.
他都没有称呼你别的名字。
He don't want to call you sinner.
他不要称呼你为罪人。
He want to call you sons.
他要称呼你为儿子。
Saints.
圣徒。
Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
被羔羊的宝血所洁净。
Because he has put his spirit in you.
因为他把他圣灵放在你里面。
He's put his image in you.
他把他形象放在你里面。
Hello.
Hello.
I say God has put His image in you.
神把他形象放在你里面。
He put His nature inside you.
他把他性情放在你里面。
So that you can become like Him.
只要你可以变得好像他这样。
You miss a good place.
你没有说。
To say Amen.
你没有说 Amen 啊。
That's why the Bible says put on the whole armor of God.
所以神说了，我们穿上神所赐的全副的金装。
By the time you put the whole armor on, you look like God.
当你穿上全副金装的时候，你样子看起来好像神这样。
Use his uniform.
Yes, 你要呢穿上他的制服。
You look like a soldier.
你看起来好像一个兵士。
Are you listening?
你听到吗
？God put His image, His likeness inside our hearts.
神把他的样式、形象呢放在我们的心中。
So that we can become like Him.
使我们可以变成像他这样。
It's not just to create you.
不单单是创造你。
Put you in the planet called Earth.
把你放在一个地方叫做地球。
Plant all the trees.
所以种植一切植物。
Give you a Malaysian dream.
给你一个马来西亚的梦想。
Or if in America you had white picket fences and tall pillars.
如果你是美国的话，你有美国梦。
That was not God's plan.
这不是神的计划。
God's plan is to create you.
神的计划是要创造你。
So that you be like Him here.
直到你可以在地上的变成好像他这样。
The prayer of Jesus.
耶稣基督的祷告。
That He taught the disciples.
他教导他门徒。
He said, "Pray in such a way."
他说你们要这样的祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊崇你的神名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
So the things from above must come down.
所以在天上的必须降临在地上。
Our prayer facilitates that.
我们的祷告必须要这样做。
As it is in heaven.
正如在天上。
So what is in heaven?
所以在天上有什么？
How to bring it down?
怎样把它带下来？
In chapter 1 you can find that answer.
在以弗所书第一章可以找到这个答案。
And then you read Ephesians and you read Colossians.
如果你读哥罗西书之后呢？
It tells you that God put Christ in your life.
他告诉你们了，神呢把基督放在我们心中。
And He is the one who opens doors, shut doors.
他乃是开门又关门的神。
If the devil is so smart.
如果魔鬼很聪明的话呢？
Like Mom and Pastor says, if the devil is smart, he won't have done this.
如果魔鬼很聪明的话，他已经做了。
Everything that he saw in his own understanding that it will fail.
一切所看见的，他自以为聪明，但是他会失败。
Jesus will fail.
他以为耶稣会失败。
The word of God will not become a reality.
他以为神的话也不会成就。
He said, "Let's put him on the cross."
他说了，让我们把神的儿子钉在十字架上。
What he didn't realize, he held.
他不懂得他已经帮助了神。
He was party to the answer.
他就是成为答案的一部分了。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
God is good to us.
神对我们是美好的。
That's why you and I need to understand.
所以你跟我必须明白。
When the Spirit of God is flowing like this,
当神的圣灵大大的流露出去的时候，
we need to hear what God is saying.
我们必须听到神在说什么。
So that we can prepare for the journey.
只要我们可以为这个旅程做好准备。
What chapter are you supposed to turn to?
我们应该读什么章节呢？
Thank you.
以弗所书第一章。
God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
神已经呢，在基督里曾赐给我们天上各种呢各样属灵的福气。
Where is all your blessing?
你的福气在哪里
？I hope it's not just in your pocket.
我希望不是在你的口袋里面。
If it's in a bank account,
如果是在银行户口
，it's in a bank,
还是在银行里面
，or in a wallet or under your pillow,
或者是呢在你的口袋藏在枕头底下了。
Because I see there, I see there are older people here, so.
因为老年人在这里，我知道啊，有些人。
Sometimes you clear the pillow and clear the bed sheet, you suddenly find a lot of money.
当你们呢整理他们枕头的时候，忽然间发现到枕头底下藏了很多钱。
So we want to include you into.
所以要把你们也包含进来。
But Ephesians tell us that all our spiritual blessing is in the heavenly places.
但是以弗所书讲到呢，我们各种属灵的福气乃是在天上的。
But it is in Christ Jesus.
乃是在耶稣基督里面。
If you connect well, you can access the wealth.
如果你好好跟基督联系的话，你可以支取这些财富。
When Jesus said, "I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of the world,"
但是耶稣说要给你的
sorry, of heaven,
天国的国度的钥匙。
He told you exactly what it meant.
他告诉你的意思是什么
？Don't say what is the keys of the kingdom.
你不要说呢，什么是天国的钥匙
？The keys to the kingdom.
什么是进入神国度的钥匙
？Is find a way to enter.
你要寻找这个道路方法，将进入。
But the keys of the kingdom.
但是呢，天国的钥匙呢？
It's for you to bring God's kingdom down.
就是呢，你要把神的国度带下来。
That you are authorized.
就是你已经授权了。
To bring everything under subjection.
把一切的都被能够被政府。
Things in your home.
在你的家中。
Things in your body.
在你的身体里面的。
Thoughts in your mind.
你思想的。
Struggle.
或者你的挣扎。
All the contention and conflicts.
一切的冲突还有污染。
God give you power.
神就给你这个能力。
So that you can bring this down.
让你可以把制服这些东西。
So that all negative energy is lost.
所以一切的负面的体力呢，都会被我们从我们生命被切除。
That's why it's important to know that He wants this.
所以很重要，你们要知道他要这些。
Not just you.
不单单是你。
I want to be blessed.
我要得祝福。
God made you to be blessed.
神的创造你，只要你得祝福，可以得祝福。
I want to hear God.
我要听到神的声音。
Because God made you in such a way that He can speak from heaven and you can hear on earth.
神创造你呢，就是这样的方式，让他可以在天上说话，你可以在地上可以聆听得到。
He want that to happen.
他要这些事情发生在你身上。
It's not just you want to get close to God, he wants to get close to you.
不单单是你要来靠近神，神要本身要来靠近你，亲近你。
So this message this morning is very important.
所以今天早上的信息是很重要的。
Because the Bible tells us in Ephesians again.
因为圣经再次在以弗所告诉我们。
That before the foundation of the earth, he chose you to become sons.
就如从神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们成为他的儿子。
I know he's a smart God.
我知道他是很聪明的神。
Before the foundation, before he made you,
在还没有创世的创立世界的时候
you,
他还没有创造你的时候
he already bind himself in an oath,
他已经立了这个旨意
that he will be your healer,
就是他要成为你的医治者
he'll be your deliverer,
他要成为你的释放者
he'll be a provider,
他要成为你的供应者
he'll be a father,
他要成为你的天父
he already made an oath,
他已经立下这个承诺
bound himself to the oath,
他自己本身立下这个承诺
because
因为呢
leading you,
要来带领你
It's dangerous.
是很危险的。
You look at the way God's people is.
你看到神的子民的他们生活方式。
Every time God bless them and prosper them, they become bad.
每一次的神祝福了他们之后呢，他们就变了，变得叛逆了。
They begin to become wiser and wiser in their own eyes.
他们就本身自以为聪明了。
Then they get themselves into oppression. Some enemy will come and rule over the nation, rule over the city.
然后一些敌人就会来了，一些敌人就会来了，压制他们，来统治他们。
And then they ask God to forgive them.
然后他们请求神原谅他们，赦免他们。
Then they repent and return.
过后他们悔改，他们归回神。
So they are fully restored.
所以他们完全被恢复。
Because God is back.
因为神呢要回来。
We are back.
我们也要回来。
And then we forget.
过后呢，他们又忘记了。
Then we forget God's goodness and we leave.
然后我们忘记神的美善，他们就离开神了。
And finally, we end up in the hospital bed.
而最后呢，我们躺在医院的床上。
We repent.
然后我们在那边悔改。
We cry out to God.
然后向神呼求。
God still comes for you.
神还是垂听你的祷告。
If He's coming for you because of what He sees now.
如果他因为你所看见的，他来回到引导你。
Chances are you won't come to your hotel. Hospital bed.
然后你就不会再回去的那个医院的床上了。
When he made an oath,
当他许下这个承诺，
he made an oath not to fail you.
他许下承诺呢，不会使到你失败。
Not to forsake you.
不要离弃你。
So he bound himself with all his word. Now you know he cannot lie.
他立下这个承诺呢，借助他的话语，现在你知道神不会撒谎了。
Even when Christians are not faithful, God is.
虽然基督徒不信实，但神还是信实的。
Even if they don't go to church, he still go to visit their house.
虽然他们没有去教会，神还是去他们的房子、他们的家来拜访他们。
They don't read the Bible.
他们没有读圣经。
But they suddenly God speaks to them one word.
忽然间神对他们说一句话语。
From the magazine.
从一个杂志，一本杂志。
And change them.
然后改变了他们。
Didn't read the Bible.
所以呢，没有读圣经呢。
You think these people deserve to have a promise?
你以为这些人配得领受神的祝福吗
？No.
没有啊。
But he does his work.
但是神还是做他的工。
As a father, he does not fail us.
作为一个父亲呢，他不会使到我们失败，
As a redeemer,
没有使到我们失望。
He doesn't allow anything to buy us out.
作为一个救赎者呢，他不会使得任何东西呢，把我们从他手中夺走。
That's why God is good.
所以为什么神是美好的？
Marriage is also the same.
婚姻也是这样。
You make a vow.
我们许下这个誓言。
Take an oath.
许下这个承诺。
You don't know what will happen,
我们不懂会发生什么事情。
But you trust God,
但是我们信靠神。
You trust the person next to you,
我们信靠我们旁边的配偶。
That they won't mess up your line,
他们也不会混乱他们的生命。
Waited so long to marry,
我们等待这样久来结婚。
Finally married,
最终结婚了。
Just married,
才结婚。
And when they walk out,
他们走出去的时候呢，
everything they hope for is lost,
一切他们的盼望忽然间没有了。
You know it's a waste,
你知道吗？这是何等的。
That's why I'm telling you the intentions of God are found in Ephesians chapter 1.
所以告诉你们神的用意的心意在以弗所书第一章找得到。
To choose you.
来拣选你。
To adopt you.
来拣选你，到底成为他儿子。
To put the spirit of sonship upon your life.
把神的儿子的灵放在你里面。
Even though you're a creation.
虽然你是他的创造物。
From different parts of the world.
从世界不同地方。
Yet God.
但是神。
Took an oath.
做了这个承诺。
Because he could swear by no other, he swear by his own name.
因为他不能向别的东西发誓，他用他自己的圣名来发誓。
And he gave us his word.
他给了我们他的话语。
He cannot pull away.
他不能够退后了，不要做了，放弃了。
I say God cannot come out.
我说神不可能退出的。
There's only one exit clause.
只有一个他可以退出。
If you come out, you die.
如果我们退出的话呢，我们就会死。
Because where there's no life.
因为呢，将不会有生命的。
There's death.
没有生命就会死亡。
There's no exit clause.
不论这个没有退出的条款。
Do they understand what's exit clause?
Yeah. 他们在神跟我们当中呢，没有退出的条款。
All the intelligent people in all nation sanctuary say amen.
每个人都明白吗？
You understand what's an exit clause?
你知道退出的条款是什么吗？
That means at some point you want to break up the friend.Break out the partnership, you go your way, I go my way.
就是在某一个时刻，我们结束我们的伙伴关系，你走你的路，我走我的路，这叫退出条款。
In case of trouble, you have an exit. Go on.
哦，万一有什么问题发生，我们有这出口。
Is it true?
对不对呢？
Talk to me, is it true?
告诉我对不对呢？
In the midst of all of that,
在这些东西当中呢，
he wants to bring all that he has.
他要把他一切他所拥有的 一切他所做的
all that he wants to do,
一切他要做的
he brings you, redeems you, saves you, heals you, deliver you so that you can enter into his purpose.
他释放了拯救了你医治了你直到你可以进入了他的旨意
at the end of the day,
在最终
he is going to hold heaven and earth together,
他要把天跟地的合而为一
so that they become one,
直到他们成为合一
what God has planned,
神所计划的
and what happens,
在所发生的
will be synchronized,
将它凝聚起来
and God is going to bring equalization,
神要把它们成为平等
so that heaven is not the only place where God lives, he lives with you and in you,
所以呢，天堂不是神住的单单神住的地方，他是住在地上，住在你跟我里面。
So if you look at Ephesians chapter 1, you can see God's heart,
所以你在以弗所书第一章你可以看到了神的心意。
And Paul prays that all that God has established will come to you with a clear understanding,
所以保罗祷告呢，所以一切神所建立的成就的我们将要明能够来明白，能够 来到我们当中。
I want to take some time just go through this passage for you,
我花一点时间来读这个章节。
So that you know that God is not thinking at the last moment,
所以不让你们晓得神只是最后一分钟才去思考。
If I pastors from different parts of the world are trying to think about coming to GLS only now.
如果我们在世界各地不同的牧师呢，只是现在才要来计划来 GLS 出席 GLS.
When everybody else have registered,
每个人都报名了，他们最后一分钟才要报名。
Something is internally not right.
这样的话，他们内在一些地方是不对的。
We don't want to have a last-minute anointing.
我们不要最后一分钟的恩膏。
We want a first anointing.
我们要第一的恩膏。
That we start to make things happen.
我们开始使到事情发生。
Ephesians chapter 1, are you already there?
以弗所书第一章，你们已经在那里了吗？
I'm really looking forward.
我呢，真的是很期待
for GLS.
期待了 GLS 的来临。
Because God is about to do an amazing thing in their lives.
因为神要开始做呢奇妙的事情在他们的心中。
And what is going to be left behind?
所剩下的呢
will stay in ANS.
会停留在了万国圣殿。
So I'm expecting God to do an amazing work.
我期待神能做奇妙的事情。
Do you realize this?
你没有发觉到吗？
Hello, look at me.
看着我这里。
All right, good. All that God is doing,
一切神所做的，
He wants it to manifest in the nations of the world.
他在万国呢被彰显出来。
So God is gracious.
所以神是蛮有恩典的。
He wants our hearts to be open.
他要我们的心敞开。
Because I believe.
因为我相信呢。
Things are going to take place in a very powerful way.
这个事情要很大有能力的在发生着。
For some people, powerful means
有些人
people fall down, miracles happen, healing signs and wonders take place. That's not all there is.
大能力发生的代表呢，好像人们得医治啦，啊，很多神迹发生呢，不是这不是单单的意思而已。
That this will be a storehouse, people can take whatever they need and go home and get the job done.
这里的意思说讲到这边呢，将成为一个仓库。这是任何人有需要的，从这仓库里面拿货物回去，他们使他们的需要得满足。
All right, let's look in Ephesians chapter 1.
那么看以弗所书的第一章。
And then we'll go to Joel.
然后我们会到回去的耶尔书。
And see what the Lord has promised us.
看神呢应许了我们什么。
Ephesians 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
In verse 3, the verse that I read.
在第三节刚才我所读到
的。Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
So you have God,
所以你有了神,
God the Father,
天父,
the Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督,
and all of heaven,
还有所有的天上, 天堂,
bless you with every spiritual blessing.
曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气,
not only bless us in Christ,
不但在基督里面祝福了我们,
but he chose us in Christ.
但是在基督里面呢, 他拣选了我们,
that we should be holy and blameless before him in love.
使我们在他面前成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵。
So God chose us,
所以神拣选了我们,
to become like him.
变成好像他这样
so that he can adopt us,
使他可以呢使我们成为他的儿子
So we are holy and blameless before him.
所以我们在他面前呢是圣洁也没有瑕疵的。
In love, he predestined to adopt you.
又因爱呢，就按照自己的意志所喜悦的预定我们。
So that you know he is kind.
所以我们知道他是美善的。
And has great intentions.
他有着美善的旨意。
To include you in what he is doing.
能够包括包含我们在他所做的计划里面。
This is after man has sinned.
这是人犯罪过后所发生的。
After all the confusion.
一切混乱之后所发生的。
After all the confusion that has happened,
一切混乱事情发生之后所发生的。
Why didn't God change his mind?
为什么神没有改变他的主意？
Because he knew,
因为他知道呢，
you will fail him.
你会失败。
He knew,
因为他知道，
that we won't give enough.
我们所供应的是不足够的。
Of our hearts,
我们心中所给的是不足够的。
He knew,
他知道，
will be careless.
我们会呢很束缚。
But he also knew some that will be strong and bless his heart.
但是他知道有一些人会很刚强，然后企业了神的心。
So he didn't decide to save you now.
所以他现在不决定呢，要来拯救我们。
Even before you were born.
就算你诞生之后。
Your mother was born.
就算你母亲诞生之后。
In his divine plan, he included you.
但是呢，神圣计划里面呢，他包含了我们。
That's why after you have come into Christ, you must find out what his plan for your life.
所以你来到基督的时候呢，你要知道他对你的计划是什么。
Bible says he wants us to become like him.
圣经讲到呢，他要我们变成好像他这样。
So that you become sons.
所以你可以成为儿子。
That's God's kind intention.
这是神的美善的旨意。
Not to start alone.
不单单是做儿子而已。
Start with you.
从你开始。
Let us make man.
让我们造人。
In our own image and our own likeness.
借着我们形象样式。
Let them represent us.
让他们代表我们。
Let them do what we want them to do on earth.
让他们做我们要在地上所做的。
So you and I are in charge of the earth.
所以我们你跟我必须对这地上负起责任。
I say God gave us responsibility to look after things on planet earth.
神给我们的责任呢，要照顾是地上的东西。
That's why there are some things you don't need to pray.
所以有些东西你不需要祷告。
Like Sunday morning.
好像星期日早上。
Should I go to church, Lord?
我应该去教会吗，神？
Then the devil will speak to you and say no.
然后魔鬼跟你说了啊，不需要啦。
There are some things we don't pray.
一些东西我们不祷告的。
That's part of our life.
乃是我们生命的一部分。
Part of our habits and practices.
我们习惯的一部分。
But God saved us.
但是神呢拯救了我们。
He chose us before the foundation.
他呢在创世以前呢拣选了我们。
The amazing thing is this: before the plan was drawn.
奇妙的事情就是那个图还没有画出来的时候呢，
you were already included.
你已经呢被包括在里面了。
Because the plan is in his head.
因为呢这个计划呢已经在神的脑中了。
Even though the Bible says my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways.
圣经讲到呢，我的意念高过你们意念，我的道路高过你们的道路。
God doesn't think.
但是神没有思考。
When he speaks, everything happens.
当他说话的时候，一切事情就成就了。
God doesn't think. He doesn't think.Pros and cons.
神没有思考呢啊，什么是好处，什么是坏处
？And then finally decide.
最终呢，就做了决定。
He is all wisdom.
他是有完全的智慧。
He is all answer.
他有完全的答案。
All the question he asks, he answers himself because
一切上
问的 there's no way you can answer for him.
一切上问的问题呢，他自己给答案，因为他知道没有人能够给答案的。
There's one scripture say, "Is anything too difficult for God?"
一个章节讲到呢，有什么事情在神里面有什么事情很困难的吗？
You know who's the one who asks?
你知道是谁问的吗？
God.
神问他自己。
And he answered yes immediately.
如果他的答案是是的话，
you can read that in Haggai somewhere, I think.
你可以在哈该书里面读到。
Is anything too difficult for God?
对神来讲，什么东西是很困难的吗
？God is asking men.
神在问人。
There is nothing.
没有东西对神来讲是很困难的。
God himself takes charge.
神本身呢负起这个责任，在掌权。
I want you to remember this.
所以你们记得。
So God has a plan.
所以神有一个计划。
And the plan is you.
他的计划就是你。
Plan is to bless your life.
他的计划就是你。祝福你。一切他作为一个天父所为你准备的。
So that you become stronger and stronger and enter into the place where the Spirit of God can take you to become sons and daughters.
让你可以进入一个地方呢，也变得更加刚强，使到你可以成为真正成为神的儿女。
Please, I'm trying my best last month and this month trying to elevate your understanding to realize the church life, Christian life that you talk about, there is a higher level to it.
让这个月跟这个月呢，尝试的告诉你们呢，让你们思想可以提升到一个更高的阶层，就是基督徒的生命呢，乃是比你想象中的要更高一层的。
Christian life is not all about meetings.
基督徒的生命不是单单讲机会而已。
Are you following me today?
今天我跟着我了吗
？Are you following me today?
你跟着我吗
？Is to make sure that every one of you.
要确保你们每一个人。
Maintain your strength in God.
在神里面呢，保持你们的力量。
That's what the people movement is all about.
这就是人群运动所讲的。
At 12:15, when you go home,
在十二点十五分，当我们回家的时候。
We are going back to our place of assignment.
我们要回去呢，我们使命的地方。
Empowered with the same spirit.
就是被圣灵同样的圣灵所授权。
Like everybody else.
好像别人这样。
In the next 6 days, we are to do something strong.
在接下去的六天呢，我们要做一些很刚强的事情。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
The old traditional way is every Sunday do evangelism.
啊，传统的方式就是每个礼拜天呢，我们去传福音。
Because we feel disappointed that we could not do more during the week.
因为我们感觉到很失望，因为我们在周日的时候呢，不能做什么。
Sunday is visitation.
然后呢，礼拜天啊，就去探访。
But now,
但是现在
，the apostolic Christian should be doing something different.
我们使徒性的基督徒应该做不一样的。
Every day is our day of assignment.
每一天呢，都是我们的使命的一天。
In the field that God put us in,
神把我们放在我们的禾场。
We touch everyone.
我们要触摸每一个人。
Don't leave any stones unturned.
不要呢。不要使到任何石头呢没有被翻开。
So that Sunday and Saturday,
所以星期六跟星期日
you can give your life to God,
我们可以把我们生命献回给神
and make sure that everything in your family is sorted out well.
确保我们家庭的每一方面呢都变得很好。
So Monday to Friday,
所以星期一到星期五
some of you Saturday,
有些星期六
some of you half day on Sunday,
有些呢星期日半天。
God wants to train you so that you can lead in your field of your own domain.
神要呢来训练你，使你可以在你自己的领域呢，你可以去带领。
So God's plan is you.
所以神的计划就是你。
I say God's plan is the church.
我说神的计划就是教会。
So that everything He wants to do, He wants to include you in.
所以一切他所要做的，他要包括了我们。
He wants you to be holy.
他要你成为圣洁。
And blameless.
毫无瑕疵。
Why?
为什么？
Why does he want you to be holy and blameless?
为什么他要你圣洁无有瑕疵呢？
Holiness cannot be duplicated.
因为圣洁呢啊不能够被重复的，不能够被复制的。对不起，圣洁是不能够被复制的。
Cannot be duplicated.
圣洁是不能够被复制的。
That's one thing the devil can never have on his own character.
其中一个行为的魔鬼是不能够拥有的。
That he is holy.
就是他是圣洁。
The angels look at him.
天使看着他。
They cry holy.
他们呼求呢圣洁。
Somehow he affects the spirit world.
就是呢他在某一刻呢影响了整个灵界。
Holiness.
圣洁。
It's not religion.
不是讲的宗教。
It's not praying in tongues 24 hours.
不是呢一天24小时用方言祷告。
Even when they talk to you, they sound very spiritual.
虽然他们跟你说话的时候，听起来好像很属灵。
It's not that kind of stuff.
不是那样的东西。
It's a power to decide.
就是一个能力来决定。
To do what is right.
做对的事情。
So that your nature.
只要你的性情。
Synchronizes with the nature of God.
跟神的性情呢，能够灵济。
I don't know how you do it, but I'm trying to help you with technology.
我不懂怎样做，我要尝试用科技帮助你们。
Even though.
虽然呢。
I'm the one who used the least.
我是用最少的这个、科技在我家中。
I think Zara use the iPad and the iPhone more than I do.
我想 Zara 呢用 iPad 跟 iPhone 呢多过我用了。
Now I'm totally free of technology.
其实我对科技呢真的是完全很少用了。
I appoint people who can do work with technology.
我命定那些能够做的做这个科技的人，叫他们去做工啊。
You come in, you come home.
你回家的时候呢
？You can synchronize.Everything in your phone into the computer.
你可以呢把一切你所要做的东西呢啊放进电脑里面。
So that the information in your iPhone.
所以你在你的电话里面的那信息。
And what is in your CPU?
还有呢，在你电脑里面的东西呢。
Or in your desktop computer.
或者是你电脑里面的东西。
Is adjusted and aligned.
现在都可以被调整起来了。
That's what happens.
这就是所发生的。
When you come for worship.
当你来敬拜的时候。
It should synchronize.
你必须呢有这样的一致的。
Operate on the calendar of heaven.
就是有这种天堂的那个日历呢来操作。
You know, I couldn't finish the sermon for the Mother's Day.
你知道吗？在母亲节的时候呢，我不能够讲完那场道。
Because I was shaking like a leaf.
因为那时候呢，我在额头一直摇。
I didn't want to fall from the tree.
我不好像啊，我好像。好像这叶子这样，我不要从树上跌下来。
But one of the things that Mary did,
但是其中一件事情玛利亚做的
is that when God opened her womb,
当神呢打开他的腹部的时候
，and gave her a holy child，
给他一个圣洁的婴孩
，she became a vessel，
他就成为那个器皿
，that opened up a whole new generation，
就能打开了这新的一代。
You must remember，
你必须记得
，that's what will happen for us，
这就是发生在我们身上了。
God's desire is to bring you closer and closer，
神的心意呢，就是把你带到更靠近他
，so that you know Him，
只要你可以认识他。
It's not working for him.
不是为他工作。
He is not working in you at all.
他也没有在你里面工作。
Then how would you know?
这么你怎么知道呢
？What's in his heart?
他的心意是什么
？But when you come together,
但是当你们来到一起的时候
，everything from your heart,
一切从你心中的
，is synchronized by his desktop.
乃是跟神的那个电脑呢联系起来
，by the technology of the Holy Ghost，
借着呢圣灵的科技
，so that your heart is aligned with His heart，
只要你的心呢心意跟他的心意是一致的
，and then He can use you，
然后他就可以来使用你。
In verse 13, 14, and 15，
在第13到15节
，the Bible talks about how you get saved，
圣经讲到你们怎样得救
，how you get included，
你怎样被包括在里面。
Hey, this is important for you to know，
这是很重要让你们知道。
On what basis did God choose you?
神的拣选你的基础是什么
？What was the process before you got involved?
当你还没有参与的时候，那过程是什么
？Or what is the process that helps you get involved with God who already started?
那么你怎样参与呢？神已经开始了，这个过程是什么
？You are in 2016, sorry, 2017.
在2017年。
The year 2017.
2017年。
But God has already planned before.
但是神在之前已经有这计划了。
In His foreknowledge, He is going to cause you to be born in Moab, Malacca.
借着他的旨意呢，他你啊出生在麻波马路甲
grow up in this neighborhood.
然后呢，在这个邻在这个地区呢成长
meet different people so that your life can be aligned.
遇到不同的人呢，使得你的生命呢啊可以受到调整
So verse 13, 14, and 15.
所以到13到15节。
Let you know how you got in this package.
那你知道你怎样在这整套的包装里面
？God is on the other side.
神在另外一边。
You are on this side.
你在这里。
The Holy Spirit,
圣灵
wants to connect both heaven and earth.
要把天跟地呢联系在一起。
And that's what Ephesians is all about.
这就是以弗所书所讲的。
So Paul stands in between.
所以保罗站在中间。
To connect God and man.
把神跟人联系起来。
To preach to them.
跟他们传道。
To get them saved.
直到他们得救
get them healed,
直到他们得医治
so that the people get connected to God.
直到人可以跟神来联系
Are you listening?
你听到吗
people get connected to God.
人可以跟神联系
and then Paul goes to pray,
然后保罗去祷告
that the spirit of revelation,
启示的灵
understanding,
还有明白的灵
wisdom,
智慧的灵
will come into your heart,
会进入你的心中
so that your connection will be deeper than just what you hear.
只要你的跟他的联系呢会比你所听到的更加的深刻
God wants you to feel,
神要你感受到
，the pain you cannot feel, you cannot heal。
如果你感受不到那痛苦呢，你就不能得医治。
That's why when people hurt one another，
所以如果人们彼此伤害
，the thing doesn't get resolved，
那东西不能够被解决
，because they don't understand，
因为他们不明白。
You cannot feel the pain，
如果你感受不到那个痛苦
，you cannot bring healing，
你就不能够带来医治。
If you can't feel,
如果你感受不到
you can't heal.
你就不能医治
If somebody says something to you,
某人跟你讲一些事情
and they are hurt,
然后他们得伤害
when they say things to you,
当他们对你说一些东西
you don't feel anything,
你什么都没有感觉到
you virtually cut them off,
你就把他们好像切除掉这样
But if you really want to get connected and go back to the original relationship as husband and wife,
但是如果你要真的被联系起来要回到当起初的丈夫跟妻子的那种关系
you must be able to feel,
你必须能够感受到
where it went wrong，
它的错点呢在哪里
？How to make this right？
怎样使它纠正过来
？So Paul talks to them about the process。
所以保罗刚才讲到了这整个过程。
By the gospel，
借着福音
；By the preaching，
借着传道
；By the ministry of competent men who come from heaven， you are connected。
借着从天上来被神差遣的仆人呢，我们就这样联系起来。
But he also wants the spirit of wisdom to be in you.
但是他也要了智慧的灵在我们当中。
So that you can understand there's somebody working in your life 24/7.
只要你可以知道了，有一个人呢在你们当中24小时在动工。
Working in your life every day.
在每一天在你心中生命动工。
Sorry. Thanks. Sometimes you drink all this energy booster.
有时候你喝这些呢，啊，有这些
all these energy drinks
有体带来体能的那些饮料。
You feel more tired.
你感觉呢更加的累了。
I thank God the Holy Spirit works 24 hours consistently.
我感谢神呢，圣灵24小时在动工。
If you think these things going to help, it will help you only for a while. After a short while, you have to find something stronger.
这些饮料呢，只是可以帮助一下子的，不久之后要找个另外的。
Let's read 13, 14, and 15.
那么读呢，十三到十五节。
So God wants.
所以神要。
By sending the preachers.
差遣呢，传传道者。
The pastors and leaders to make sure that you get connected.
牧师领袖们，确保你们呢，跟神联系。
Get saved.
得救
get connected to God the Father.
跟天父来联系
get connected with Jesus.
跟耶稣联系
get connected with the Holy Spirit.
跟圣灵联系
so that you are ready for a complete
所以你准备好
transformation of your life.
然后生命的改变
so if you go back and read Ephesians 1.
如果你回去读以弗所书第一章
go through this again.
再读一遍
until you clearly understand.
知道你很清楚的明白
we are not an afterthought plan.
我们不是说啊、神考虑过后呢才的计划才给我们的
God planned from the beginning
神从起初呢就有了这个计划
That is how you will be
这是应该怎样做的
But because sin came involved in our life
但是呢因为罪恶在我们的生命
It distracted you and I from the real cause
它分散了我们的注意力使我们也专注于我们的命定
So there are many other things that we pick up along the way
所以在这个旅程当中我们的注意力分散了
But God wants you to be blessed
但是神要你得祝福
He didn't want you to go look for blessing
他不要你去寻找祝福
He wants you to make it happen
他要你使到它发生
Remember what Pastor Steven said this morning
记得 Pastor Steven 今天早上所说的
There's nothing God, nothing else God can do. If you don't want to do it, there's nothing going to work.
如果你不要做，本身不要做的话，没有东西神可以做了。
If your roots don't go down to the waters of life, if your roots don't go down, roots, akar, the tree, dig the tree, then the roots there.
哦、如果你是根的话呢你对不起你是树的根树的根如果没有呢、啊、去到去身上伸进水那里
Is it right, Jigu? He says his wife get panic But what is essential is this
但是最重要的就是呢
The father has the intention
这天父有他的意思
The son is a process
这圣子呢有那个过程
The Holy Spirit is the enforcer.
圣灵乃是执行者
So he wants us to get connected with what's happening in Christ
所以他要我们在基督里面所发生还有我们跟他联系
We are blessed in Christ
我们在基督里面得祝福
We are raised in Christ
我们在基督里面被
兴起 We are adopted as sons in Christ
在基督里面呢称为神的儿子
And then if we can see that
然后我们如果看得见的话呢
So we have the God equalization already done
我们有呢三位一体的神已经成就了一切。
Let me show you. I think we should read 13 and 14.
那么应该读呢第十三跟十四节。
In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to redemption of God's own possession.To the praise of His glory.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，是等到神子民被属，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Bible is very plain.
圣经很清楚告诉我们。
I know some of you say it's so hard to understand.
有些人说哇很难明白。
Because
因为呢
，you don't know the spirit language.
你不懂得这属灵的原理语言。
If you have no key,
所以你没有这个钥匙
you cannot enter,
你就不能够进入
even if you pray,
就算你祷告
No key is no key,
没有钥匙就不能够进入了
I know God can send the supernatural,
我知道神可以差遣的超自然的事情
But God's not going to all the while help you
但是神不是每一次都是这样帮你
because he's supernatural,
因为他可以做超自然的事情
He just get you some ginkgo
他只是给你的一些额外的
Ginkgo product for your head, for
your
brains.
它可能给你呢啊一些银杏那种的那种。
That's the only miracle you're going to get.
所以给你多一点。
Because God wants us to be practical.
因为神要我们很实际。
He gave us money. He wants us not to waste it.
他给我们钱，不要我们浪费了钱。
How to save and multiply it?
怎样呢去储存它？怎样去倍增它？
He leave a lot of things to us. That's why a lot of people fail.
他给了我们很多东西，为什么很多人会失败？
Because they think God will do everything.
因为他们以为神什么东西都神去做。
Don't always look for the supernatural. Do the natural.
不要每次都要寻找了追求那些超自然的，你要做自然的。
If you keep doing the natural things, suddenly you can see that you go up higher and higher and higher.
如果你不断做这些已经神要你做的话，忽然间你发现到那个去要更高更远。
Like basic things in life.
就好像生命的很基础的东西。
Brush your teeth.
啊、刷牙
make sure that you look well.
确保了你看起来很好
clean yourself.
你要自己整理自己
so that you don't smell.
知道你没有体臭
Somebody was talking to me yesterday and said, you know why people keep the office buildings cold?
你知道有些人说为什么每个有些人的时候呢整个办公室呢 很空调很冷
He said when it's cold, they don't sweat very much.
因为如果有空调的话他们不流汗
Alright, I let you go.
你不明白讲了吗
After listening to the message,
所以听了这个信息之后呢
you also believe.
你也相信
Listen,
聆听
believe,
相信
and you'll be sealed.
然后你就能够受到这个印记
Sealed with what?
受到什么印记呢
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵的印记
So you listen to the message,
所以你听到了这个信息
believe the message,
相信这个信息
you're sealed in Him.
所以在它里面呢得印记
with the Holy Spirit of promise
就是所应许的圣灵为印记
This is a spirit that God promised us
这是神所应许我们的圣灵
So that the blessings of God can come upon Abraham
只要神的祝福呢可以临到亚伯拉罕
And through Abraham
借着亚伯拉罕
to the Gentiles
给这个外邦人
Literally the thing that was transferred is the Holy Ghost
最终呢所传递的就是圣灵啊
Because
因为呢
when God speaks,
当神说话
the word goes forth,
他话语发出去
and the Holy Spirit is the last one involved.
圣灵呢就是最后一位参与者
That's why when we read Acts chapter 2,
所以为什么读使徒行传第二章的时候
it is very powerful to understand.
很带有能力的要明白
Jesus finished his work.
耶稣完成他的事工
the Father will finish his work.
天父也会完成他的事工
and the Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊
and the bride will say come.
然后还有心腹说来
So the Holy Spirit is an important source of life.
圣灵而来是很重要生命的源头
He is a promise given to us.
给我们的应许
As a pledge of our inheritance.
乃是我们得基业的凭据
Alright, let me try to give you a good equation so you can remember this verse well.
让给你们平等的只要你们可以明白
Are you ready?
你们准备好了吗
I'm going to give you a key.
我要给你们这个钥匙
so that you can unlock every time you read you can unlock this
所以每一次你读的时候呢你就可以打开这道门
after number one after listening to the truth
第一点呢你听了真理之后
after understanding the truth
明白了真理之后
so you got to listen you got to understand
所以你听见之后你要明白
have you got it? So you listen
所以你听见了
you understand
你明白了
number three you receive the truth
第三点呢你领受这个真理
so you listen,
所以第一你听见
you understand,
明白
then you receive.
第三你领受
that means to say you're ready to start this journey.
所以你这意思说你已经准备好要走这个旅程
start this practice from now on.
从这时候开始的去操练
so say after me, listen.
过去说听见
are you hearing?
听到吗你有听到吗
listen and then what?
过后
understand.
明白
Then receive.
然后领受或者是接受。
Then you got to repent.
然后过后你要什么悔改
？Because you now agree with God.
现在因为你同意神啊。
That what he's saying is right.
神所说的是对的。
You want to go the long all the way.
你要呢不断的走这条路走下去。
So you got to receive.
所以你必须呢
抵挡。You got to receive it.
所以对不起，你要先接受。
Simply means accept it.
就是说你要接受它，领受它。
Because two cannot walk together unless you agree.
二人不能同心，除非同心。
So you accept it.
所以你就接受了。
You receive it.
你领受了。
But that is not enough.
但是还是不足够。
Because God don't want you just to be speaking about it. He wants you to do.
因为神不要你说说而已，他要你行出来。
So after you receive, you got to repent.
所以呢，领受之后你要怎样悔改
？Why do you need to repent?
为什么你需要悔改
？Because you see this what God's want.
因为你看见这神要的。
And God want to lead you this way.
神要你这样带着这个道路
带领你。But you have been going the wrong way all the while.
但是你走错路了。
Repent means change.
悔改意思说改变。
Irreversible change.
没有退后的改变。
Not I repent 100 times.
不是说我要悔改100次。
You cannot repent 100 times.
你不能悔改100次。
Repentance only once.
悔改只能一次。
And in your heart you must change course.
在你心中你必须改变这个道路。
So after you receive.
所以你接受之后领受之后。
The message.
这个信息
you got to repent.
你必须悔改
you got to start with the first area that needs change.
你必须的开始做你生命的第一方面你需要改变的
are you following?
你跟吗
if you repent,
如果你悔改了
what's going to happen is this.
会发生什么事情呢就是呢
God's going to restore
神要恢复
all that you could have gained.
一切呢，你应该得到的。
Which now you have lost.
现在你已经失去了。
Sometimes because we are careless, we lose our many things in life.
有时候呢，我们的疏忽呢，我们失去生命的很多东西。
We lose the joy.
我们失去喜乐。
We lose excitement.
我们失去了兴奋。
Church become
教会变起来好像呢
routine.
好像每一天都这样。
You look at the Bible.
我们读的圣经。
Thousands of people died.
上千的人死了。
And are still dying.
还在死着。
Because of what they believe in the Bible.
因为他们相信圣经里面的话语。
But for you,
但是对你来讲
you look at it,
你看着这个圣经
太黑暗
了。哎呀没有什么了。
When people tell you testimony,
当人们跟你讲这个见证
God's people,
神的子民啊
testify,
做见证
Everybody is clapping their hands,
每个人都在拍掌
for you,
对你来讲
I've been there before,
哎呀我之前也是这样啊
I've tasted the goodness of God before.
我也尝到神的恩典了。
Yours is an old story.
你的是很老很老的故事。
Long time ago.
啊，旧的很久以前。
When I am but the low.
当了那个鸡生蛋的时候。
You're part of that long time ago.
你乃是呢那个很久很久以前的一部分。
You don't have fresh story.
现在呢没有新鲜的故事了。
You look at it, you don't get excited anymore.
所以你看呢，你的生命呢，现在再也不兴奋了。
Hey, you know, marriage also die like this.
你知道吗？婚姻也是这样的死掉了。
Every morning they look at each other.
每次我们看着彼此。
Say, let's find out who will say good morning first.
要看呢谁先讲早安先。
It's all flat.
就很多看起来都很沉默。
That's why when we organize the igniting the flame, you have to come to get ignited because there's no more flame.
因为如果我们在一次的主办的婚姻之夜的时候呢，你们真的是要眺望彼此的爱火，不要来出席。
For a lot of people, it's only stove that's left behind.
很多人呢，只是这个炉灶而已，炉里面的都没有火了。
We want the original flame.
我们要了起初的爱。
You believe that?
你相信吗
？So listen.
所以要听。
I said listen.
我说要听，聆听。
Understand.
明白。
Then,
过后呢
receive,
要接受
then, repent,
过后要悔改
then God will restore, you change your way, then you get on the right way, you save time.
你改变你的方式你的走对的道路你就能节省很多时间
what is lost is now found.
一切失去的现在可以找得到了
you can cut down time.
你可以节省时间。
You can cut down all the unnecessary effort because you're already on the road.
你可以节省了很多不需要的麻烦，因为你现在走在对的道路。
You do not have to recalibrate.
你不需要重新的再去调整。
That means GPS. How many of you know GPS?
你知道吗？他这是讲到导航了，多少人知道导航
？It's not a short form for a name. All right, GPS.
导航。
He asks you to turn left.
他叫你转左。
You didn't hear.
你听不到。
You don't like the lady talking to you.
你不喜欢那个 GPS 里面的那个女孩子的声音。
One man said, "Please, Pastor, I hope you don't mind."
一个牧师跟我说：“啊，牧师，希望你们不要紧。”
This woman,
这个女孩子，
car,
在这个家，她的那个
talks exactly like my wife.
她的话呢，她的声音好像我太太这样。
I said, "Your marriage is not on the rocks; it's on the road."
我说了，你的婚姻呢，不是在磐石上了，好像是建在路上这样。
She just sounds exactly like my wife. I get irritated sometimes. I get fed up driving this car.
他说有时候呢，听起来呢，他那个导航的声音好像我太太的声音这样，我对他感到很不高兴。
At home, I see her in the car. Also, she is here.
在家中，我看见她在这个车里面驾车，也太好像在这里。
In a different form.
只是不同的样式。
How people associate a lot of different things to different people.
很多人呢就是这样用不同的东西跟不同人联系起来。
You have to repent.
所以你必须悔改。
You have to change.
你必须改变。
So that God can restore.
使得神可以恢复。
And when God restore,
当神恢复了你之后呢
it's always more than what you lose.
乃是超过你所失去的。
I said restoration is always more.
我说呢恢复呢超过你所失去的。
Can you understand this?
你可以明白吗？
I say restoration is always more.
我说了那个恢复超过你所失去的。
So when things begin to be restored,
当事情开始恢复的时候
then you really are making a clear understanding that the message is working.
然后你很清楚的知道呢这个信息是行得通的。
After all that is lost is restored.
当一切失去的现在被重建被恢复之后
can I give you another point?
我可以给你另外一点吗
After God restores you,
神呢恢复了你之后重建你之后
all that was lost is taken back.
一切失去的现在都被 夺回来
So that everything is crossing over to this side.
使到一切人都可以跨越到对岸去
God give you,
现在神给你
not only just restoration, but he give you full redemption.
神不单单呢给你完全的恢复，他给你完全的救赎。
Full redemption is not just saving man.
完全的救赎不代表只拯救人而已。
It's saving the land.
乃是拯救这个土地。
Touching community.
来触摸社群。
All aspects along this line.
在我们生命的每一方面。
Because you are restored.
因为呢你被恢复。
Now you have more than what you lost.
现在你所失去的比以前失去的更多。
So God wants you to become the person that will bring change.
所以神要你成为那个能够带来改变的人。
That's why.
这为什么呢
you can read in Ephesians,
你可以在以弗所书读到
that if you listen to the message,
如果你听到这个信息
and understand the message,
明白这个信息
receive the message,
领受信息
repent because of the message,
悔改因为信息
God will bring the restoration,
神会带来恢复
and once that restoration comes in,
当恢复临到
what you will find is tremendous,
你要寻找到的就是
the reformation will take place in the church,
改变呢会在教会发生。
And God will use you for national transformation outside the church.
神要使用你呢，在教会外面呢带来的国家的转型。
Because God Himself,
因为神本身
is a reformer,
乃是这个改革家。
He is working with Israel,
他跟以色列同工
to bring them in,
把他们带进来
to the promised land,
进入应许之地。
Gave them laws,
直到给他们立法。
Gave them the ordinance,
给他们这个法律。
Gave them the priesthood.
给他们这个祭司
but all that was temporary until he sent his son
这些都是呢暂时的直到他差遣他的爱子
now God had to take them out from the old into the new
现在神要把他们从旧的带进新的
so God has difficulty too
现在神也是他的困难
because his people are the hardest to change
因为这些人呢很难要改变他们
if you really read Christian history
如果你真的读了基督徒的历史
you don't want to be a Christian
你真的是不要成为基督徒了
But if you read the Bible,
但是如果你读圣经的话呢
and measure what we have now,
衡量我们现在所拥有的
we're so far away from truth,
我们离开真理真的很远
so far away,
我们真的离开真理很远
what they knew before,
他们之前所知道的
was simple,
是很简单的
but powerful,
但是很有能力
what we know today,
现在我们所知道的
is complex,
是很复杂的
not because the message came in a complex way,
不是因为这个信息很复杂
It's because you operate on complex ways.
乃是因为呢，我们的方式太复杂了。
Let's talk about faith.
让我讲到信心。
Faith is what pleases God.
信心呢，乃是使神喜悦的。
But a lot of people,
但是很多人
they have backup plan.
他们有他们的后补计划。
Plan A, Plan B, Plan C.
A 计划、B 计划、C 计划。
If God don't work,
如果神不能帮我
then I take over.
这样的话，我自己去做
and then when it goes wrong,
但是如果有什么错误的话呢
I give it back to him.
我呢把他推回给神
He has to save me.
他必须来救我
He is my father.
他是我的父亲
He has to take me out from all of this stuff.
他必须把我从各种的危险困难当中救出来
God lives, have to live for you like that.
神必须为你而这样做
Just like your parents have to live for you.
就好像你的父母亲要这样为你而做。
When you're young, when you get older, after you get married, still the son you have to look after.
当你年轻了，当你老了，当你结婚之后，父母还要照顾你。
So your engagement, your assignment on earth doesn't stop.
就好像呢，你在地上的这个这个使命呢，不能停止这样。
When you're older,
当你更加年老
，you must be well taken care of.
你必须懂得怎样照顾好你自己。
Those are moments when you're fragile.
因为那个时候可能你 很脆弱。
I am believing God for something supernatural to happen.
我在相信呢，神呢某些超自然的事情要发生。
Come this Wednesday.
这个星期三里面要来。
I want you to connect with heaven.
我要你跟天堂的联系。
So that everything is fine-tuned.
只要一切呢都会被调整。
So that's God's intention.
这乃是神的心意。
I'll give you some notes on that when we meet on Wednesday.
当在星期三来的时候，我会给你一些呢讲章。
God's plan in a nutshell.
神的计划就是呢
Is that okay? And how the process works inside you.
这个过程呢怎样在我们里面动工
So that we can rebuild society.
使我们可以重建社区
This is my desire.
这是我的心意
To have you as a brick doesn't make a house.
如果你们只是砖块的话 不能够建造这个家屋子的
If you put all the bricks together, you don't have a house.
如果你把所有的砖块呢积在一起不能够建造这个家
Cement, there's sand.
如果是有沙有洋灰
Or steel bars.
或者是有铁条
But that's not a house.
这不是一间屋子
It's a construction site.
这乃是那个建筑的工地
Somebody need to assemble all of that.
某一些人必须把这些建筑材料呢建起来
Because if you don't build,
因为如果我们不建造
you cannot live there.
我们就不能够住在屋子里面
so it's, you cannot stay in the construction site.
所以你不能够住在了建筑工地
Okay I talk to you what you always will see in the construction sites
我告诉你们在建筑工地里面看见什么
You find stray dogs
你看到了街狗
A lot of times, stray dogs are there.
很多时候呢，街狗都在那里。
Sometimes these people find the dogs and they bring them there so that the dogs can eat up whatever is left over.
所以说，把这些野狗呢，就丢在那里，让野狗可以吃那里的食剩下的食物。
But you know, as they start to build,
但是你知道吗？当他们开始呢建造的时候
，there's a clear understanding that at some point, all these dogs have to leave.
在有一个很清楚的知道呢，在某一个时刻，这些野狗呢必须离开这个建筑工地。
That's why if you build what is good.
所以如果建造是好的
what is great,
建造是伟大的
what is God's,
建造是属于神的
as the thing comes up,
当那建筑建立起来的时候
all other negative things will start to leave.
一切负面的事物呢必须离开
so that when you go into the neighborhood,
所以当你去到那邻居的那里
you feel safe,
你在那个地区呢感觉到安全
you feel drawn to it.
你感觉到安全有保障
God in his mercy is doing that for you.
神借着他的怜悯呢为我们而这样做
I want you to be able to connect with heaven.
我要你呢跟天堂可以联系
and synchronize.
然后呢跟他联系
first as an individual.
首先呢作为一个个人
Paul begins to pray.
然后保罗开始这样的祷告
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将他赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
God wants our eyes to be open.
神要我们心中的眼睛被打开。
Our ears to be open.
我们的耳朵被打开。
Our hearts to be open.
我们的心被打开。
So the process takes your heart back.
所以这个过程呢，能够使到你的心转向神。
So that God can work in.
使到神可以在你里面动工。
And work out.
还有那个从里面行出来。
And work through.
借着你行出来。
That's why the role of the church is very important.
所以教会的角色很重要。
After you know all that you know,
你知道你应该知道之后呢
，you still have to talk to somebody.
你还是要跟某一些人说话。
You still have to pray for somebody.
你还是需要跟某个人祷告。
So that whatever God put into your life can flow out.
使到神呢放在你心中的现在可以流露出来。
So if you read verse 17 all the way to verse 23, it talks about the church.
所以呢，十七节呢读到二十三节讲到关于教会。
Let's see how Jesus gets involved.
让我们看了耶稣怎样参与呢？这些
in verse 19,
在第十九节
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his mind.
这是借着他的大能大力
That means the Holy Spirit must come upon our life.
这意思说圣灵必须临到我们的生命
He is the spirit of promise.
他乃是应许的灵
He is a pledge.
他乃是神的承诺
He is for God's praise.
他乃是凭据他乃是为了神的称赞
He will make sure that your redemption comes into your life so that God can possess everything.
他要确保神的救赎临到你的生命使神可以拥有一切
Take every aspect of your life, your marriage, your body,
掌控你的生命的每一方面你的婚姻你的身体
your finances,
你的财务
your children,
你的孩子
every aspect of your life,
你的生命的每一方面
So that's why the Holy Spirit is sent.
所以为什么圣灵被差遣而来
So we listen,
使我们可以听到
We understand,
明白
Then we receive.
让我们领受。
Is that right?
对不对？
Then we repent.
然后过后我们悔改。
After we receive, we repent.
我们领受之后我们悔改。
After repentance,
我们悔改之后呢？
God restore.
神恢复一切。
Always more than what's lost.
超过我们所失去的。
And the last one is aspect is God go after everything.
最后一方面就是神要掌控每一方面。
Leave nothing unturned.
没有任何东西都要没有背负。
God has full possession of your life.
神要掌控你生命的每一方面。
So when that is done,
当那件事情成就之后，
you're a vessel ready to be used.
你就是能够成为被神使用的器皿。
You know why many people cannot be used greatly? Because they don't understand what is all this stuff about.
很多人不能够被神大大使用，因为他们不明白这一切。
You must know what God is doing.
你必须知道神在做什么。
What God is saying.
神在说什么。
So Paul prays.
所以神保罗祷告。
That the heart of the people.
你们心中的眼睛。
Will be enlightened.
会被打开。
All that he is praying.
一切他所祷告的。
Is going to be answered by the Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵被垂听。
In the Spirit,
在圣灵里面
through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵
into your spirit,
进入你的灵 进入我的灵
the Spirit of understanding,
就是呢启示的灵
the Spirit of wisdom,
智慧的灵
the Spirit of revelation,
启示的聪明的灵
and all that he does best,
一切神所做的神所做的最好
so the Holy Spirit will stir within your heart's strength,
所以神的圣灵来激发我们心中的力量
Which he brought about in Christ.
他在基督里面带给我们的。
So through Christ he can get to you.
所以借着基督呢，神可以呢临到我们。
Talk to me.
告诉我。
Through Christ.
借着基督。
You get closer to the Father.
你可以更靠近天父。
Through Christ.
借着基督。
The Holy Spirit can reach out and touch you.
圣灵现在可以来触摸你。
Because he wants Jesus to be well positioned in your life.
因为他要耶稣呢很好的地位在你的生命。
So he works in your life.
所以他在你们心生命动工。
That's why I'm telling you, Christian life cannot be routine.
所以告诉你们呢，基督徒不可以一成不变的。
Power is not something you crave after.
这个能力呢，不是你要去追求的。
People fast and pray 40 days to get power.
人们呢，禁食祷告40天，那么得着这个大能力。
I think better it is to allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life freely for 30 days. It will give you more power.
我的最好的方法就是让圣灵呢，在你生命里面自由运行30天，他会给你更多的能力。
Abraham obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕呢，顺服神。
The Bible says the Son of God learned obedience.
圣经讲到了神的儿女们学习顺服。
That's all you need to learn.
这是你们应该学习的。
I know you look completely stunned.
你们看起来好像很不明白。
Deuteronomy says, if you listen to my voice,
生命记讲到了
and obey the commandments, none of these things will happen.
如果你们听我的命令，这些事情呢不会发生。
You read the entire Old Testament.
你读整个旧约。
It has to do with two words.
只有讲到两句话。
The law and the prophets.
律法跟先知。
Prophets bring you back to God.
先知把你带回去神那里。
Law to stop you from getting into trouble.
律法呢会拦阻你，让你不会进入。
So that you wait for Christ to come.
所以你要等待基督来临。
And the life of the Spirit will begin.
然后呢，这个圣灵的生命就会开始了。
God must do a work in our lives.
神必须做一些事情在我们的生
命。So that the Holy Spirit can teach you obedience.
只要圣灵可以教导我们怎样去顺服。
I said the Holy Spirit can teach you obedience.
圣灵可以教导我们顺服。
And how you can obey Him.
你怎样可以顺服他
？When He raised Him from the dead, seated Him at His right hand.
当他死到他从死里复活，坐在神的右手边。
Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age but also the one to come.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能力的、组织的和一切有名的，不单单是今世，连来世的也都超过了。
So you can see corporately, Jesus is connecting you back to His body.
所以你知道吗？做一个团体呢，神的把耶稣的连怎么联系起来
？What He finished for you.
他为我们所成就的
What he did on the cross for you,
他在十字架上为我们成就了
All that helps us to be properly positioned with him,
这些东西使得我们在他面前有对的定位
He is seated at God's right hand,
他坐在神的右边
Where are you seated?
你坐在哪里
At God's right hand,
也是坐在神的右边
He is raised from the dead, you are raised from the dead too,
他从死里复活，你也是从死里复活。
Everything that happened in him happens in your life.
一切发生在耶稣身上了，也要发生在我们身上。
Through your life into the church.
借着我们的教会。
He has put all things under his feet.
他把一切呢放伏在他的右脚下。
And he gave him as head over all things to the church.
使他呢把一切呢都归给教会。
Which is his body.
教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
那充满万有者所充满的。
My desire is to help you understand.
我的心意就是帮助你们明白。
That salvation may be for you.
救恩可能是给你的。
But redemption includes more.
但是呢，这个救赎呢，是包括更多。
In God's redemption plan.
在神的救赎的计划。
It's not only to bless you.
是不单单要祝福你。
That's a very small part of the gospel.
乃是呢福音的很小部分。
If you sin, sins are forgiven.
如果你犯罪，你犯罪得赦免。
If you sick, healing is yours.
如果你生病，是医治是属于你的。
If you don't have peace, then he is your peace.
如果你没有平安，他是我们的平安。
But you got to go grow up to the next level.
但是呢，你必须成长到更高的阶层。
Become involved with what God is doing in His house.
要参与神在他的家中所做的。
For that to happen.
如果有件事情要发生，
you must have permanent device.
你必须呢有那个永久的，
you know the touch and go card.
就是永久的这个工具。
We can use a touch and go card.
好像 touch and go 的卡。
Wind down the window and touch the.
把你的车窗脚下来呢，用一触即通的卡。
So the gate the.
使到那个闸门会被打开。
What is it called?All right, whatever it's called, you know how to get out.
你知道吗？懂得怎样进入那个
touch and go.
一出即通的卡。
But you see,
但是你看到了。
What happens with God is this.
在神那里所发生的就是。
He wants to build things into your life.
他要建造东西在你的生命。
That's why you need the Spirit.
所以为什么你需要圣灵？
When God said to you,
当神跟你说。
In Revelation chapter 4,
在启示录的第四章。
Come up higher.
你要来到更高处。
I'll show you things that are yet to come.
我要告诉你呢，将来会发生的事情。
So God is speaking the word.
所以神在说出他的话语。
You and I have to obey.
你跟我必须顺服。
When God said come up, you got to find your way up.
当神说你要上来更高，你要上来更高。
Bible says immediately.
圣经讲到的立刻马上。
I was in the spirit.
我就在灵里面。
This is how Jesus lived.
这是耶稣怎样来生活。
God spoke,
神说话。
He entered in.
他马上就进入。
God made demand,
神有这个要求。
He fulfilled the demand.
他马上去做这个要求。
Our life must be built in such a way that when God speaks to us, the only answer we can give him is yes.
我们的生命要这样的被建立，就是说当神跟对我们说话的时候，我们唯一要给他答案就是是。
That's all.
这是唯一的答案。
That is all.
就这样。
My job is to train you.
我的工作呢，在训练你们。
What does that mean?
意思是什么？
My job is to raise you up.
我的工作呢，就是要兴起你们。
What does that mean?
意思是什么？
Train you.
训练你。
Empower you.
授权给你。
Establish you.
建立你。
All for what?
为了什么？
Most of the time is only to do things.
大部分的时候呢，是来做事情。
Preach.
讲道。
Song lead,
啊，领事
，do cell group,
啊，做组长。
But God don't want us to be just staying there.
但是神不要我们只是在停留在那里。
He wants us to go to the next level.
他们去到更高的阶层。
Beyond personal identity,
超过了我们个人的身份。
Begun take on the family business,
超过呢啊，我们承继呢这个家庭生意。
So the spirit dimension must be lived inside.
所以呢，这属灵的层面必须活在我们里面。
So that our spirit is connecting very fast with the spirit of God.
所以我们的灵呢，跟神的灵呢，是很快的就联系起来。
Okay, I can give you another example.
给你另外一个例子。
Sometimes I turn on the television.
有时候打开电视机。
Then this is the Astro Channel.
然后这个 Astro 的那个播道
，They're advertising a new sitcom or series or drama or drama that's playing in America. You can see it here on the same day.
他们在打那个广告，说美国当天他播的电视剧，我们当一天我们可以收到。
Everything that's happening in America.
一切在美国发生的。
You can watch it the next day here in Malaysia.
我们在马来西亚呢，隔天就可以收看到了。
Not only transfer technology, you have to pay for it.
不单单是这科技的传递，我们要还钱了。
It's free, I can let you know.
如果是免费的，让你们知道。
But you have to pay for it.
但是你必须还钱。
They don't want you to miss out.
他不要你们失掉、失去。
They want you to feel as though you're in America.
他们感觉到你好像你在活在美国。
So that when you talk to your Malaysian friends,
所以当你跟你的马来西亚朋友讲话，
you're one step ahead.
你呢比他们走快一步。
Oh, I know.
哦，我知道啊。
That's the world system.
啊，这是世界的制度。
Are you listening?
听到吗
？God did all this work so that He can put His name and authority, power and might so that you can represent Him.
神把做这些东西的时候，他可以把他的能力。还有他的权柄赐给我们的时候，我们可以代表他。
The Bible says he made him the head.
他在圣经讲到，他使到他成为首头。
You are his body.
我们是他的身体。
You are his feet.
你是他的脚。
You are his voice.
你是他的声音。
After Jesus having completed everything,
耶稣呢成就了一切之后呢
，sat at the right hand of God.
坐在神的右手边。
He released the Holy Spirit.
他呢差遣圣灵。
He's called the baptizer of the Spirit.
就是呢，啊，这个灵的洗。
He received the highest name.
灵的施洗者，他领受了最高的圣名。
The greatest name of all.
最伟大的名。
What a wonderful name.
就是很有伟大的名。
He gave you his name.
现在呢，他把这个圣名呢赐给了我们。
Blood that was shed.
他所流的宝血。
He now speaks on your behalf.
现在呢，来为我们说话。
Even if we have no prayer meeting.
就算是我们没有祷告会。
His blood cries out to God.
他的宝血呢，还向神来呼喊。
So that everything that has been done for you will be done in line.
一切呢，他的为你而做了，现在就可以行出来。
So the Spirit is given to you.
所以现在赐了圣灵给我们。
His name is given to you.
他赐了他的圣名给我们。
Life is given to you.
他的生命也赐了给我们。
Provision is given to you.
他的供应赐了给我们。
All this reason.
为了这些原因呢
？So that you can rise up.
只要你可以兴起来。
And become a channel for God to fill you through.
除了神的管道，它可以充满的。
I know our church is coming into something far bigger than we can anticipate in our life.
我知道我们教会来到一个地步呢，我们超过我们所能够期待、想象的。
If you can understand God's intention,
如果你可以明白神的心意
，you'll make every decision in the pathway of God's intention.
你的所做每一个决定呢，都会在神的那个旨意里面。
So we are now receiving.
所以现在我们领受了。
A message,
一个信息
and the message has changed our lives.
这个信息已经改变了我们的生命
But now you must be ready.
但是现在你要准备好
Not just the message.
不单单是信息
The man Christ himself.
就是这个基督的这个样
The Holy Spirit himself, the Father himself.
圣灵自己，天父自己
That's why God wants to change the community.
这是为什么神要改变这个社区
Because his ultimate intention is found in verse 18 to 22 in chapter 2.
因为他的最终的旨意呢，是在第二章第十八到二十节。
We talk about serving the community.
我们讲到了服务社群。
I talk about rebuilding the city.
我讲到了重建城市。
The reason is this, so that God can dwell.
原因就是使到神可以居住。
But He cannot dwell in this place.
他不能居住在这个地方。
That He wants to build.
他呢要建立的。
Unless He touched the Gentiles and set them free too.
除非呢，他也是触摸外邦人，释放了他们。
That's why you got to see the church, ANS, like what we saw last night. ANS means all these people are potential.
所以你必须看教会，看外国圣殿的，好像昨天星期晚上我们看到外国圣殿，意思说这些人都要包括在里面。
They can be part of what God is doing here.
他们可以成为神要在这里所做的一部分。
We must open our hearts like this.
所以我们必须这样的敞开我们的心。
That's why in meetings like this, we don't use words like non-Christian.
所以在这样的机会，我们没有讲到这种。讲到用那些词句说，非基督徒，因为他们来了很多人，
所以 there's no conflict in the heavens，
所以在天堂上我们不会有这个冲突。
We treat them as friends，
我们对待他们好像朋友这样
，friends of ANS，
万国圣殿的朋友
，draw them closer，
让他们更加
and closer，
吸引他们更加靠近。
That's how God does it，
这是神所做的。
He shows us His plan，
他来启示他的计划给我们。
Somebody communicate God's plan of redemption to you。
某人呢，把神救赎的计划跟我们讲
，change your life，
改变了我们的生命。
So that as you join him, you join his house.
所以当我们参与他的时候，我们参与神的家。
He is the head of this community.
他就是这个社群的头。
We are his feet.
我们是他的脚。
We are his body to express.
我们是他的身体来表达。
So if you read chapter 2,
所以如果读第二章
，come all the way down to verse 10,
读到第十节
Talking about you and I.
讲到你跟我。
Verse 11 onwards.
在第十一节开始。
God is creating another community.
神在创造另外一个社区。
He is doing something with those who are non-Christians.
他是要对做一些事情对那些非基督徒。
Non-Jews.
不是犹太人。
In chapter 2.
在第一二章。
Verse 11 onwards.
第十一节开始。
Those who have no God.
那些已经认识神了。
Those who have separated from Christ.
那些之前不认识神的，跟基督分开了。
They don't have Christ. They don't have country.
他们没有基督，他们没有神的国度。
They're without peace.
他们没有平安。
Without hope.
没有盼望。
Without a father.
没有父亲。
Without life.
没有生亮光。
So God wants to change them.
所以现在神要改变他们。
Listen very carefully. God wants to change them.
你要很小心听，神要改变他们。
These people that are not saved, not healed, not delivered, not set free, He wants to touch them and bring them in.
这些人呢，没有得救，没有得医治，没有得释放。现在神要触摸他们，把他们也带进来。
Because God's redemption plan is more than just you.
因为神的救赎计划呢，超过我们的。
If not, the whole time you spend as a Christian throughout your life is all about you.
不然的话呢，你这基督徒的一生呢，就是讲到关于自己而已。
But God said,
但是神说,
there's a whole new company of people that we got to get saved.
有一个新的一群的人呢，他们必须得救了。
Verse 11 to verse 17.
第十一到第十七节。
He wants to break the barrier between the Jews and the Gentiles.
他要把外邦人呢跟犹太人的那个中间的隔墙拆毁。
So that the two will become one new man.
只要两个人合为一，成为一人。
In verse 14,
在第十四节,
who made both groups one.
只要两群人呢合二为一
so two groups become one group
所以两群人现在成为一群人
the two will become one new man
两个人呢两群人合成一个新人
reconcile both in one body
自己成了和睦成为一个新人
so here is God changing them
神在这样做
why
为什么呢
if we don't change these people
如果我们没有改变这些人
they cannot become part of what God is building
他们不能成为神所建造的一部分
So God says to us in chapter 2 verse 11 to verse 17 how he breaks the barrier.
所以神呢在第十一节到第十七节告诉我们他怎样呢拆毁这道隔墙。
Why without the cross you cannot build the church?
为什么没有十字架我们不能够建造教会。
It's not just without Christ.
不单单是没有基督。
Without the cross.
没有十字架。
All that he did for us.
一切他为我们而做了。
Sets us free so that we can both in verse 18 have access in one spirit.
使我们得释放现在在第十八节使我们与同一个圣灵
Who?
谁
The Christian and non-Christian
基督徒跟非基督徒
The friends you brought the other day
你所邀请来的朋友在那母亲节那一天
The family relationships that you know now
你现在所认识的那些家庭成员
If you and I can become part of what If they can become part of what God is doing in our lives
如果他们也可以成为呢神在我们生命所做的一部分
We can really go to verse 18 to 22.
我们就可以去到第十八到二十二节。
That's really building the society.
就是怎样建造个社群。
I'm giving you an exposure.
我现在给你的这个信息。
Because they say build a church is different, build a city is different, build a business is different. No, it's the same.
你不要说呢啊，建造教会是不一样，建造城市、建造你的生意是不一样，都是一样的。
That's why the Bible says, if a man cannot rule his house well, he cannot rule the house of God.
所以一个人圣经讲到，如果一个人不能够管理好他自己的家，他不能够管理神的家。
Because if you learn to rule here well,
因为如果你懂得怎样在这里好好管理
，then you'll do well outside.
你也要会在外面做得更好。
Because the river is flowing here.
因为呢，是河流从这里开始流出去。
The oil is in the house.
在神的家中有油。
The river is in the house.
河流在神的家中。
You believe that?
你相信吗?
Because I want you to see.
因为我要你看到了。
We're the only ones who know and have the pattern of God in our hands.
我们是唯一一个知道的，让神的样式模式在我们手中。
Everywhere things are collapsing.
在世界各地的很多东西呢，都在失败。
Marriage is collapsing.
婚姻在失败。
Health is getting a disaster.
健康呢出现问题。
So we now don't know whether it will be airborne disease or waterborne disease.
虽然不懂现在是空气传的那种病菌，或者是水传的病菌。
It's whether it's called angry birds.
或者是讲到那个愤怒的鸟。
Could be a bird, even bird got flu.
就是鸟呢，也是有那个鸟的那个疾病。
And cats have running nose.
然后呢，猫呢也会打喷嚏，也会流鼻水。
God's intention.
但是神的心意
is clear.
很清楚的。
God's choice is also clear.
神的选择也是很清楚的。
God's church is also established.
就是他建立他的教会。
In verse 22 and 23 in chapter 1 is about Christ.
在第一章呢，就是讲到关于基督。
How he is head of all things to the church.
他是一切教会的首。
And then God began to speak about how to get these people saved, get them healed, so that they are with peace, they have hope, they have God, they have Father.
在神讲到他讲，只要这些人得救、得释放、得医治，只要现在他们也是有神、有盼望、有天赋。
Verse 18 to 22 is what God is doing.
在第十八节到二十四节是神现在所做的。
To the church.
在给教会的。
And He wants these people to come in.
他也要外面的人进来。
Then you remember in chapter 3 of Ephesians is equalization.
然后讲到以弗所书第三章讲到平等。
And then God releases.
然后神就释放。
Fivefold ministries.
五大执事
to bring about change in the house,
带来这个人的家中的改变。
Can you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗？
Then in chapter 5,
然后在第五章，
He put your marriage in order,
他使到你婚姻啊有这个次序。
Put your family in order,
你的家庭要变好。
So that what is done in heaven,
所以在天上所做的，
is done on earth,
在地上也要行出来。
In fact, the pattern is so clear that it's between Jesus and the church.
这模式很清楚的，这个关于耶稣跟教会。
There's no greater text of scripture than to find in Ephesians chapter 5.
没有更伟大的章节，除了在以弗所书第五章找到。
We are not part of the bad behaviors of the society.
我们不是现在的社会的其中一个不好的行为的一部分。
Because marriage is something very powerful.
因为婚姻是大有能力的。
Because it reflects the mystery of Christ.
因为代表了耶稣的这奥秘。
So that you can know and understand His love.
使得你现在可以明白了他的爱。
I want you to get ready.
我你准备好了。
Because this is what I'm going to do.
因为这是我要做的。
At GLS.
在 GLS.
Help people understand.
让人们明白。
It started with him, didn't start with us.
他乃是从神开始，不是从我们开始。
He made all the plans.
他做了这一切计划。
Including failure.
包括了失败。
How to turn it around.
但是怎样扭转这个失败。
If you're not well, including healing.
如果你不舒服的话，包括了这医治。
So that what he revealed to us in chapter 1,
所以他在第一章启示给我们的
is clear in our mind.
现在我们心中很清楚的知道
why God cannot fail.
为什么神不会失败？
You can.
你可以，你可能失败。
God cannot.
神不可能失败。
Why what he planned before foundation of the world?
为什么他创世以前的计划？
Is still important to consider now.
还是现在我们要很认真的看待。
So that you don't be too smart in your thinking.
所以直到我们不会自以为聪明。
Thinking that you are smart.
以为我们很聪明啊。
You can do your own stuff.
我们可以做自己的东西。
You can violate principles.
我们可以呢违反规则。
God will still be there.
神还是在那里啊。
Don't be like Samson.
不要好像三孙这样。
Because when he was going out.
因为当他三孙出去的时候。
He forgot the girl cut off his hair.
他忘记那个女孩子呢把他长发剪掉了。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
A lot of people don't know what has been stolen from them.
很多人不知道了什么东西被偷窃掉了。
I kept my key in the right pocket.
哦，我把钥匙啊放在我右的口袋啊。
I said, put your hand deeper into the pocket.
我说把你的手伸进更深的口袋。
I said, what do you feel?
我说你现在感觉到什么？
There's a hole.
啊，有个洞啊。
So it's true, it's in your pocket.
啊，是对的，是在你的口袋里面。
Until such time the key went through the hole.
但是在某个时刻呢，这个钥匙从口袋里面掉出去了。
Things can be lost.
所以东西也会被失去。
You know the Ephesian church is like ANS.
你知道吗？以弗所的教会呢，就好像万国圣殿这样。
You can read it in chapter 19.
你可以在第十啊，《使徒行传》第十九章读到。
What is that? Acts 19.
使徒行传第十九章。
Our church has the potential.
我们的教会呢有这个潜能
to change the community,
来改变社区
to change the society,
改变社会
impact the business world.
然后呢影响生意界
so that we can do what God wants.
所以我们可以做神要我们做的
And after 3.5 years, nobody to stop you.
三年半过后，没有人能够停止我们
The church begin to grow and expand.
教会开始成长扩充
So that's what I'm going to do at GLS.
这是我在 GLS 所做的。
I want you to become part of what God is doing.
我要你成为呢神所做的一部分。
Whether you sit in the overflow room or you sit beside me,
不论你是坐在哪里。
will only make a difference.
我们要成为不一样。
If you open your heart,
如果敞开你的心，
you meet God in the overflow room.
你呢也会在呢第三楼遇见神。
You're sitting here.
你坐在这里。
You don't open your heart.
如果你没有敞开你的心，
nothing will flow.
没有东西会流入给你。
It's not where you sit.
不是说你坐在哪里的关系。
It's where you sit.
乃是你的心在哪里的关系。
I know it's very hard to do that in English.
我说可能很难讲，翻译出来。
It's not where you sit.
不是你坐在哪里。
It's really where you sit.
乃是你的心在哪里。
So all the confused people can stand.
现在一些很困难的人。
Let me pray for you because I believe this few days, the 14 days that we have is important time.
让我跟你们祷告，相信呢，这来临的14天对我们来讲是很重要的时候。
So that we know God's intention.
让我们知道神的心意。
And we know the process.
我们知道整个过程。
And we need to have the dynamics built into our spirit world.
我们必须有这个在灵里面的这个动力。
So that our spirit is strong.
让我们灵是刚强的。
Then we can understand why the most difficult community can bring the two together.
就是我们可以明白了最困难的事情，我们可以把两个事情的人都带在一起合而为一。
The hardest
最困难的
company of people to work with
最困难的一群人可以跟他们同工的。
If I read history,
如果我读历史
is the Jews
乃是犹太人。
Now try to get them join the Gentiles so that they become one.
现在要尝试的带领他们参与犹太人，使他们合而为一。
How to take two strange categories of people and put them together?
怎样使得两个不同的族群人能合在一起呢？
I'm telling you, this is a template for changing communities.
这就是呢改变社群的蓝图了。
But if you want to change a community, you must show them one that you already built.
但是如果你要改变社群的话呢，你要告诉他们已经建造的。
That's the reason why you have chapter 2.
这就是为什么你有了第二章，刚才
from 11 to 17,
从第十一节到第十七节
is a community that we need to build.
这是我们要建立的社群。
But from 18 to all the way down to that verse is a community you model.
但是第十八节开始到最后的节呢，是我们所模范的这个社群。
Then you can see the church can become equalized.
然后你看到了教会跟他们可以平等。
Pastors are at this level.
牧师呢在这个阶段
members are at this level,
会有在这个阶有下阶段
how what we have can upgrade you,
现在怎样我们所拥有的可以提升你们
so that we can make disciples of all nations,
使我们可以呢使万国做主的门徒
imagine,
你要想象
you are promoted to the next level,
啊你被提升呢到更高的阶层
not because of automatic reasons,
不是因为呢自动的原因
but because you really grow well in the spirit, you mature.
乃是因为你在灵里面成长，你成熟。
We can take the world.
我们可以呢夺取夺回世界。
Jesus had 12.
征服世界，耶稣有十二个人。
Open to the Holy Ghost.
你要打开他们的心给圣灵。
Then they 120.
过后他们有一百二十个人。
Then they got added another 3,000.
过后呢有三千人加添给他们。
5,000.
过后五千人。
7,000,
七千人
numbers begin to grow so fast.
然后呢，人数增长得很快。
But what is amazing is this.
但是奇妙的是呢
，there's a template,
一个蓝图。
How we can change this world?
我们怎样来改变这个世界
？In fact, the problem with the name of Jesus.
问题就是呢，耶稣基督的圣名的问题就是呢
，they were so afraid with that name.
他们很害怕那个圣名。
So on the basis of that name, this man is healed and is in perfect health.
他说呢，因为这个圣名的关系，这个人完全得医治，现在完全健康了。
There's no other name by which man must be saved.
没有别的圣名人可以得救的。
And that chapter 3, chapter 4.
然后第三章跟第四章。
If you read it through.
如果你读的话呢
？The church is now using what God gave to her.
现在教会在使用神所赐给他的。
You want to change the world?
你要改变世界吗？
It's not just coming to experience what we experience.
不是来到这里单单经历我们所经历的。
We got to take them beyond.
你要所做的要超过这一切。
They started to use his name.
开始呢使用他的圣名。
And began to rebuild the entire community in Jesus' name.
开始怎样用奉耶稣的圣名开始重新建立整个社群。
When we sing in the song this morning,
所以当我们今天早上唱首歌的时候
，What was in Jesus' name?
耶稣圣名里面有什么
？The song, the first song.
第一首歌
that line. All right, since you're that bad, I don't impress myself too. So this is what it is.
所以这次是怎么发生的？
We must begin to believe.
我们必须开始相信。
That at this GLS,
在这个 GLS,
God will help transfer the template so that people can see it in their minds.
神可以传递的这个蓝图，使人们心脑中呢可以看见。
Faith is not blind.
信心不是盲目的。
Blind faith.
盲目的信心。
There's no blind faith.
没有盲目的信心。
Faith can see.
信心要看得见。
What others cannot see.
别人看不见的。
You cannot make your faith blind.
你不可以使到你的信心变成盲目。
Because faith is established on God's word.
因为信心乃建立在神的话语上。
And God's word is light.
神的话语就是亮光。
So we walk in the light.
所以我们走在亮光之下。
Not confused at all.
完全没有混乱的。
I believe that God's going to give us choice cities.
我相信神要给我们所选择的城市。
So that we can bring transformation to their lives.
所以我们可以带来了改革改变在他们的生命。
By just living together.
让我们就是跟他们活在一起
allowing what the Holy Spirit wants to do in the church
允许圣灵做他的事工在教会
we show them a godly divine community
我们可以让他们看见呢怎样神圣的属神的社群
if we don't have then they cannot come from outside and join us in
如果我们本身这里没有这样的社群他们外面的人不能够参与我们
so we model it
所以我们要有这个模范
so that we can get the Jews and the Gentiles agree become one group and cross over and we have access to God the Father
知道犹太人跟基督徒人可以合为一成为 一群人可以现在可以渡到对岸去成做神要我们做
so you must be ready
所以你本身你要准备好。
I said we must be ready.
我说你要准备好。
All of us should go up to the next level.
我们每一个人都要去到更高的阶层。
So that when we start to really build,
当我们开始真正建立的时候
we are quality people.
我们有素质的人群。
That we have a group of quality core, we can start.
我们有一群有素质的，我们可以开始。
The transformation process.
转型的那个过程。
In more.
在麻坡。
Amen.
Amen.
That's your job. Then from now on, you got to learn to stand beside me, work with me. Let's get the job done.
所以这时候开始，你要开始懂得怎样跟我一起同工，让我们一起来做完这个事工。
Some days I'm stronger than other days.
有些日子呢，我比较刚强。
But that is part of the process.
但是这是个过程的一部分。
You must make up your mind like God.
你必须呢立定这个志向，好像神这样。
Take an oath.
你要立下这个承诺。
Swear to yourself.
自己向自己承诺。
That this is what I will do from now until kingdom come.
这是我要做的，从现在开始，直到神的国度降临。
Because people come along, they can discourage you, and you can probably sell the vision.
有时候人们来了，使得你很失望、毁丧，所以你可能呢失去了你的意向。
Sometimes the people in the church a bit singing.
有时候教会的人呢，他们有啊。
Not you, but
他们有点走的不力道不正啊，不是你啦，是别人啦。
We make a plan, we finish it.
对我们立下这个计划，我们要完成它。
Set our face like a flint, so that we can turn this thing around.
直到我们可以呢扭转这一切。
I believe that you and I will see rain.
我相信你跟我会看见呢雨水会降临。
The early rain and the later rain.
春雨跟秋雨。
Double dose.
双倍的。
So that they have two harvests.
直到有两个丰收节。
All the harvest that's lost is they get two harvests.
一切所失去的丰收，现在他们有两次的丰收。
God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh.
神要倾倒他的圣灵呢，在所有的肉体身上。
But before that verse of Scripture in chapter 2 is done, He says He will restore all that the cankerworm, the licking worm, and all the pests.Destroying the vegetation.
在耶尔书的第二章，当神还没有倾倒他的圣灵的时候，神说他要恢复一切的被蝗虫还有各种害虫所吞吃的。
I'm taking a little bit time to help you understand what will happen in the atmosphere, in the life of the people that we're going to touch GLS.
我花比较长的时间跟你们讲解呢，所发生在 GLS 会发生什么事情，在我们生命会发生什么事情。
This is our plan.
这是我们的计划。
This is what the Holy Spirit's plan.
这是圣灵的计划。
So that we can begin to raise up community, heal one community so that another one can be modeled after it.
使我们可以兴起的这个社群，能够模范这个社群。
I know they're not very, I think about 60 over from ANS.
我知道超过60个位从万国圣殿。
60 over.
60超60多位。
That's about one third of church.
这是我们教会的三分之一而已。
Maybe one quarter. That's not enough.
还不够啊。
Should pat on the head.I know we are busy.
我知道每个人都很忙碌。
So is God.
神也是很忙碌。
So is the devil.
魔鬼也是很忙啊。
The devil is more busy than I ever thought.
魔鬼现在真的是很忙啊。
Because he knows his time is short.
因为他知道他日子很短了。
When people know their time to live is short, they do important things.
如果一个人知道他活在这世上的日子很短，他们会做最重要的事情。
So,
所以我们要准备好。
So are you going to get ready?
所以你要准备好吗？
If you want the highest assignment,
你要如果你要最高的使命，
you got to match it up with your competency.
你必须呢跟你的才干相符。
Don't think about changing the world.
不要想到了改变世界。
If every morning you can't even get up on time.
如果每一天早上呢不能够呢准时起床。
Because for everything that is on a higher plane.
因为每一个东西呢都在最高更高的阶层。
Will require you to raise up your standard.
它需要你呢提高你自己的标准。
Even your dressing has to change.
就算你的服装也要改变，你的穿着。
What you like is not important.
你所喜欢的不重要。
You need to take place.
你必须呢化石
so that we can go change the world.
你必须呢有这真的去改变世界。
The word to Abraham is go forth.
给亚伯兰话语就是要出去。
From your country, for your father's house.
从你的家中，从你的父家。
To the land I will show you.
去到我要给你看的土地。
I'll make you a great nation.
我会使到你成为呢伟大的国家。
Kings will come forth from you.
国王从你诞生。
And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
借着你呢，世界的各国都要得到祝福。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗
？God God could push away a whole entire creation.
神可以呢，把整个创造物呢，啊，都除掉。
When He destroyed the world by flood.
当他借着洪水呢，毁灭这个世界。
Start with the family.
但是从一个家庭开始。
Only God is capable like that.
过后从一个家庭开始，只有神可以这样做。
Use one man, Abraham.
使用一个人亚伯拉罕。
One man, Jesus.
一个人耶稣。
So I believe something good can happen for our life.
所以相信某些好的事情可以发生在我们的身上。
If you were not there, the Mother's Day celebration on Friday.
母亲节的时候你没有来。
I encourage every mother.
我鼓励每个母亲。
To raise up a star.
就是呢，要培养一颗星星。
Not just a star.
不单单是养大一个孩子，不是养大一个孩子。
Give them the platform to speak to the world.
给他们一个平台，可以向世界说话。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's be significant.
所以做不一样的。
Clear in our mind.
我们思想很清楚的知道。
There's a lot of work to be done.
很多东西要做。
So if you're not registered, register.
所以你还没有报名 GOS 的话，请你们报名。
And、you preach from the overflow room. I preach from here.
哦，你在呢第三楼那边讲到，我在这边讲到。
But whatever it is.
但是不论怎样
mingle, talk with people so that what they carry can be part of our lives too.
跟那些来参与的人交谈时候，他们所带着的可以成为我们的一部分。
All right, stretch your hand towards me.
举起你的手来，这时候。
This is my desire that something supernatural will happen.
这是我的心意。
In the next 14 days,
在接下来14天，超自然事情将发生。
Thank you, your hand will come mighty upon our lives.
圣灵，我们感谢你的恩手大大临到我们。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的圣名。
That you will not withhold the rain from us.
你不会呢不给我们你的恩雨。
You send the rain to us.
你要差遣你的恩雨两倍的。
We ask you to open up your good storehouse in heaven.
请求你打开天上的仓库。
And release rain upon the land.
释放了雨呢，在这个地上。
So that we will come into our seasons in our time.
使我们来到我们的季节，我们的时间。
Holy Spirit, arrest our hearts.
圣灵啊，捕捉到我们的心。
So that we are not doing the assignment that is wasted and lost.
使我们不可以做那种浪费的那种使命。
But we can receive our assignment from heaven.
但是我们可以从天上领受我们的使命。
So that we can be appointed to finish this work.
使我们可以被安利完成你的事工。
35 nations are coming to us.
35个国家来到这里。
We plead for your mercy.
我们请求你的怜悯。
They will be ready to meet the demands.
我们有被准备好了。接受这个要求
in the spirit world,
在这个灵界里面
that ANS will always supply,
万国圣灵能够来供应
the provisions of the spirit,
就是灵里面的供应
the life of the spirit,
灵里面的生命
so that those who come from a dry and thirsty land can be changed and blessed,
所以那些能够从干枯的土地来的人呢，他们可以得到祝福得到改变
create an avenue for us to enter in,
创造一条道路使我们可以进入
so that our lives will never be the same again.
使我们的生命将再也不一样
Father, when we come back to pray on Wednesday,
天父当我们在星期三再回来祷告的时候
Let the Spirit be so mighty upon our lives.
让你的圣灵大大临到我们的生命
Let there be a moving of the Holy Ghost.
让圣灵大大的运行
A prophetic shift.
一个先知性的改变
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名
They will take our church to the next level.
会带领我们的教会去到更高的阶层
We take an oath.
我们立下这个承诺
in our own hearts before you,
在我们心中在你面前
that we will make sure that our lives will be competent enough to finish your assignment.
我们确保我们的生命呢是这样有这个能力，能够完成你的使命。
Whatever your work needs.
不论你的施工需要什么。
Whatever you need.
不论你需要什么。
Whatever the Holy Spirit needs.
不论圣灵需要什么。
Will be found within our hearts to give away.
会在我们心中被找到，我们能够给你。
Thank you for making us strong.
感谢你使我们变得刚强。
Empowering us.
来授权给我们。
As we listen to your word,
当我们听到你的话语
and practice what you say,
行你所说的
we'll be ready,
我们会准备好
because there's so much land to conquer,
因为有很多土地我们要去征服
and because we have your word,
因为我们有你的话语
your infallible word,
你不能够失败的话语
that in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名
we cannot fail,
我们不会失败
but will make our way successful,
但是你会使到我们的道路亨通
And our pathway to be filled with prosperity.
我们前面的道路充满了各种的亨通、兴盛。
Touch our lives right now.
触摸我们的生命这时候。
Let this day be a special day.
让今天成为特别的一天。
Not just a Mother's Day.
不单是母亲节而已。
If it's a Mother's Day, so let us open up the womb for a new generation.
如果是母亲节的话，让我们打开我们的腹，成为了诞生新的一代。
Let's bring to birth a new thing on planet Earth.
让我们诞生了新的事情呢，事物呢，在这个地上，奉耶稣的名
，Amen。All right, give him praise and thank him.
让我们赞美他。